If you haven't had a chance yet this morning and want to grab an outline from today's message, please feel free to. They're on the back table. You can go ahead and grab one of those to take some notes, maybe fill in the blanks as we move through. Moving through this gospel reading for us today from Luke chapter 1, 26 to 38. As we're moving through this Advent season, and the word of the Lord is connecting and impacting our lives, we're moving through this theme and this thought that being a person of faith is my reality. That's who I am. And that faith that I've been given drives my reality. Even when my reality is challenging and difficult, joyful, and there's lots of gladness, faith is what we're built upon, and faith is what then drives my reality. And we find that again today in Mary. Maybe your decorations in your house are all complete, and that reality is done. Not so with us. We have a new home. We moved in July, so we bought a new Christmas tree. Didn't like it. Returned it. Bought another Christmas tree. Didn't like it. Returned it. Now our third Christmas tree is here. We like it, but it's not decorated yet. And so there's a little bit of panic among some of us in our household about getting things decorated, right? And so one of the things that we find as we deal with each other in our relationships in our home is relying on favorite lines from Christmas movies. And that's a big thing right now, right? Maybe you're gathering and watching Christmas movies with your family and friends as part of the celebration. So one of the lines that one of us uses to the other when something isn't going right and there's complaining, "You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch." You know, that just kind of comes out, right? And reminding, hey, okay, this is a situation. Or here's another one, too. When somebody does something that the other person doesn't appreciate, you'll know this movie. "Where'd the water come from, Todd?" "I don't know, Margo." Christmas Vacation, y'all familiar with that one? Yeah, okay. But also, there's this great joy that transpires in all of this. And so we find ourselves, you know, whistling, "It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas," right? Because the reality is that this season is drawing us somewhere, bringing us someplace in our daily realities to the manger, to the celebration of Christ the Lord. It's where we come today with reality intersecting faith with Mary. The angel Gabriel is sent from God the Father, coming into the reality of Mary's life, and we find these things to be true. He comes to a town called Nazareth, right? This is where Mary lives, to a virgin named Mary. She's given a name, and she's a real person. And to a man named Joseph, who's pledged to be married to Mary. They're being brought together in the reality of marriage and family life and to be a couple. And they've got their whole future that they're looking forward to. And now, all of a sudden, reality and faith come together in a unique way. "Greetings," the angel says, right? "You who are highly favored, the Lord God Almighty is with you." Now, that in itself would be a challenge to our faith, the reality of Gabriel, God's messenger, standing there before us and giving to any one of us, much less Mary, right, this greeting. Highly favored. What does that mean? This angel, why is he here? You can imagine all the questions that you'd have, right? And so with Mary, what we find out as we move through this gospel reading is that not only do faith and reality meet, actually, they collide. It's not just a gentle bumping into one another. It's a collision. You can imagine that, right? If you were in Mary's shoes, and the angel Gabriel came to you and said, "You're highly favored by the Lord God," an angel to begin with. You can imagine the conundrum of faith there. Well, Mary, we find out, was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. Faith and reality colliding in the thoughts and the emotions in the heart of Mary. What can this mean? When we understand what Mary's dealing with, she's troubled. In other words, there's an intense battle that's going on, a back and forth between her thoughts and her emotions, and that's being lived out and carried out in this wonder that she has. She's caused to wonder. This keep going back and forth struggle is leading her to confusion. I don't know what to make of this. And ultimately, what she's going to make of this can have an eternal impact, right? An eternal impact on God's purposes. What's Mary? How is she going to respond? Of course, the angel says, you will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. Now, it's reality versus faith. What did you say? A real struggle, a tension. When I think about this for my own life, I don't have an angel standing in front of me. However, we do have the Word of God that stands before us, is before us, and it speaks with all of the authority of eternity. It speaks the truth of God's purpose and plan into your life and mine, and it speaks to us where faith then and reality meet each other, sometimes colliding. And what do I have there in the background of my head, maybe even my heart? I've got old Mr. Grinch. He wants to steal away, doesn't he, from us any kind of obedience or joy. He wants to steal away from us any kind of sense that faith here is what I'm built upon. Reality, the good Lord's going to take care of that. I'm a person of faith, and that faith defines my reality. Maybe the Grinch is a little bit extreme. Okay. But there's another powerful impact that influences our lives every day, like those Christmas songs that we sing and maybe share with one another in joking. There's a jingle that I heard the other day. It's not a Christmas jingle. It's a strategic, beautiful, powerful marketing tool from the world. It's this. Have it your way. You rule. You've heard that. Wonderful marketing strategy from a burger joint. But totally opposite from the kingdom. Totally opposite from us who are people of faith. I'm not called to have it my way. And I don't rule. I'm a person of faith in the reality of life every day where someone else has the authority and rule over me, and I'm called to live their way. So, Mr. Grinch, you've been removed from me. You have no power over me. These influences that we hear every day, even that we share with one another, these do not define my life and living. What defines me is the Lord God's impact of coming to us and the promise of the good news, beginning with Mary. The promise that a Savior would be born, someone who would come and confront our reality and allow us to be conquerors in our reality through faith. For faith always confronts our reality. How will this be? Mary asks. Since I'm a virgin, this is my reality. So how is my faith then responding in all of this? Mary asks the question, in fact, out of a position of faith. It's as if she were saying, Gabriel, I believe what you're saying. I believe that. My faith accepts that, believes that. My Father in heaven, he can do anything. I know that. I believe that. Faith trusts that. But exactly what are you saying is my part in this reality? Because I only see my reality. So how are you, or the Father, as you're saying, how's this going to work out? And all of a sudden, a new Christmas jingle comes to us. A new message that we can share with one another. It's not new to Mary. It's not new in 2,000 years of the Christian church. It's maybe new to you and me today. But it speaks about the truth then of who we are as people of faith. It's Yahweh who rules. And it's his way. That's what Mary is saying, right? This is my reality, but I know that Yahweh rules. And it's going to be his way. And that's okay. That's good. And that's where I need to live. And so Yahweh exerts his rule, and Mary conceives. And Joseph takes his wife Mary, and they make a trip to Bethlehem, according to the law of Cyrenius, governor of Syria, where he has to register, because he's of the house and line of David. And they travel there. And after they're there for some time, it's time for the baby to be born. And Mary gives birth to the Son of God. And the angel answered, "Look, Mary, the Holy Spirit is going to come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God the Almighty." The promised Messiah, the Savior of the world, the one who establishes in you, Mary, and for all who come after you as people of faith, the hope and life of salvation, because sins will be forgiven in him. And in him, a new life will blossom. As people of faith know him as their Lord and Savior, so their realities, our realities, are grounded in that faith of the good news of Jesus Christ. And even Elizabeth, your relative, Gabriel told her, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month, because no word from the Lord will ever fail. Ah, my reality. No promise, no word, nothing said from the Lord God Almighty will ever fail. And so, as we draw closer to that manger, we draw closer in this truth, that the Word became flesh. And the Son of God made his dwelling among us. Jesus, his name, who came from the Father, came full of grace and truth to claim us as the people of God. Yahweh has it his way because he rules in grace. And because of that grace, so faith overcomes our reality. Faith and reality just don't meet. But ultimately, as people of God, faith overcomes our reality. For Mary would say, "I'm the Lord God's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled." And the angel left her. What Mary's expressing, what we know as people of God, where our faith overcomes reality, where the faith that the Lord has given to us by the power of the Spirit, by his grace, that faith, where it overcomes our daily realities unto life everlasting, in my reality, so for each one of us, my faith declares, I am my Lord God's doulos, servant. In other words, Yahweh rules. I belong to him without any rights of my own. Yahweh rules. He's my Lord, my King, my Savior. And in my reality, my faith lives out, as Mary expressed, "So may your word to me be fulfilled. As Yahweh rules, have it his way." Wow, what a place to live, right? As people of God, Yahweh rules. Have it his way. For I know that gift of faith that he's given me will overcome any of the realities that I face unto life everlasting when I'm with him unto eternity. Reality meets faith, sure. But faith overcomes reality. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for your plan of salvation and coming to us in the reality of a woman named Mary, a virgin, pledged to be married to Joseph, living in Nazareth. In that very real moment of the angel speaking your word to Mary and that blessing of faith that each one of us possess, knowing that Yahweh, this is your plan, and you rule as sovereign Lord, and it's good to have it your way, because that means our salvation is wrapped up in your purposes, where faith, that gift you've given me, overcomes my reality every day, defining me as a child of your kingdom. So be glorified and honored and worshiped in my life. Yahweh, you rule. Have it your way. To the glory of your holy name, in Jesus, our Savior, we pray. Amen. May the peace of God that passes our understanding keep our hearts and minds in the peace of the Lord that rules our hearts. Yahweh rules. Let's have it his way. Amen.